Donald Trump won another state in his effort to become the Republican Party nominee for president. He earned 46% of the vote in the Nevada caucus. Florida Senator Marco Rubio won 24% of the vote, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz came in third with 21%. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson and Ohio Governor John Kasich were far behind. It is Trump's third win in a row after winning primaries in New Hampshire and South Carolina earlier this month. Trump said he is now winning the country, and he will pick up more Republican supporters as his rivals drop out of the race. The next big test for Trump and the other candidates is March 1st. That day is called Super Tuesday. More than 10 states will hold primaries and caucuses that day. By then, the Republican nomination process will be almost one-third over. A candidate needs at least 1,237 delegates in order to earn the party's nomination heading into the election in November. A poll of voters by CNN showed Trump had supporters across most demographic groups. Trump said he was happy he was the top vote-getter among Hispanic voters in the caucus. He has support, even though he said he wants to build a wall between Mexico and the United States. He said he wants Mexico to pay for it. Matt Dalek is an assistant professor at George Washington University's Graduate School of Political Management. He says some important questions emerge after Trump's winning streak. Where can he be stopped? Where is he deprived of a victory or multiple victories? And who will do the stopping? The answer will become clearer next week. I'm Dan Friedell.